Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Sip With Me. I'm your host, Ioana Kekatos.
And I'm your host, Aaron Carlson. We'll release an episode for you every Monday morning, which means you can listen to us during your commute, after work workout, or even enjoy a drink with us during your very own Monday night happy hour.
And who doesn't like to have a little fun on a Monday night? Don't forget to subscribe, review, and share our show.
And be sure to follow us on Instagram at sipwithme_ for the latest episode updates, news, and all of your favorite cocktail creations.
This week, we're featuring a fashion-inspired cocktail by our guest of the week called the Catwalk Couture Cocktail from OKMagazine.com. To make the Catwalk Couture, you'll need 2/3 ounces of Midori melon liqueur, 1/2 ounce of vodka, 1/2 ounce of gin, 1/2 ounce of rum, 1/2 ounce of triple sec, 2/3 ounces of fresh lime juice, 2/3 ounces of gum syrup, and a splash of club soda. You'll shake all the ingredients except the club soda with ice and pour into your favorite glass. Add the club soda and garnish with a lime wedge. So grab your Catwalk Couture cocktail and let's walk the runway with this week's guest.
Welcome back. Today, we are getting out our best set of coloring utensils. You know, Ioana and I are the best artists because we are joined again by fashion artist and author Holly Nichols. Also known as H. Nichols Illustration, she joined us 2 years ago in April 2021, which is hard to believe, to discuss her rise on TikTok and her book, Modern Fashion Illustration. Since then, and get this is crazy when I check these stats, she's up to 1.7 million Instagram followers and 6.2 million TikTok followers, and has done numerous campaigns and works for some of the world's most notable brands. She goes viral for her recreations of everything from Disney princesses to red carpet looks to just your favorite artists and pop culture figures. She has also been one of the most vocal supporters of our show. She comments, she likes, she DMs. She really has blessed us with being a true friend and supporter. And I don't normally start off interviews by saying thank you, but Holly, thank you so much for supporting us. It has like actually really meant a lot for us. And welcome back to Sip With Me.
Welcome.
Oh, well, thank you both. Thank you. I appreciate it. I so love your podcast, obviously, and I love following along to everything that you guys are up to. And I appreciate your support of me since 2021. I can't believe it's been 2 years. You emailed me to chat again, I thought it was like last year. So
yeah. I know I keep checking the date to be like, wait, 2021, like what? That was 2 years ago. And like, in COVID and just like what? It's so crazy.
Yeah.
So we talked with you kind of in like the height of like post initial lockdown, like TikTok, social media, like craze where everybody was just on it all the time. People were going viral. You were viral. Like you were always drawing, always posting, growing so fast. You were coming out with a book, all that kind of stuff. So much going on. And I mean, reflecting back on 2 years from the outside, it looks like a lot has happened also since then, especially by your stats. I was like blown away. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. But it goes to show that people like your work and what you do is like actually really cool. Just like take us back to April 2021, like where were you at with everything? And then just kind of walk us through the last 2 years, like what's happened personally and professionally for you.
Yeah. So April 2021, I wasn't on TikTok yet. I should take that back. I was on TikTok as a viewer, almost obsessively, like I think everyone was at that time.
Yes.
Yeah.
My For You page, and it still really has no like organization. I'll go from like true crime to a girl cutting like tomatoes. There's no sense to it. But I'm just addicted to it. And I was at that time too. And shortly after I was like, I guess this is something I should be doing. I'm already on Instagram. I think I had like 500,000 followers at the time.
Yeah. You were like, yeah, around there. Yeah.
Yeah, I never pay attention to numbers because truly I would be doing this if I had 2 followers.
Yes.
I really love doing it. So I said, I may as well just move over to TikTok. And I think that the major thing that that meant for me was I needed to take what was just typically sketching and then photographing my work and then posting it into, okay, now I have to figure out how to be a film producer and yes. I start sharing videos.
Video,
so,
yeah.
It took a very long time. And I remember the first video that I shot, I was doing the drawing and I was doing the filming. I didn't know how to film whatsoever. I texted my friend and I was like, I'm trying out this new style of like ASMR-esque drawing video. And I sent it to her and I was like, is this weird? And she's like, no, it's so cool. And I was like, two people are going to see it. There's no way anyone is going to care about this. To this date, it is still one of the worst drawings I've ever done. And I posted it. I'm still really not clear on like how to use TikTok hashtags. Like there was no strategy.
Same.
So I just posted it and I went to bed and I woke up and I was like, oh my God, like how did 100,000 people view this? I couldn't even fathom it. Cause I had like 50 followers. Like it was something really laughable. And then from there it went from like that to like 20 million, like really quickly. On work that I really am not proud of. And the only reason I think it was really bad is because I was focusing so much on filming it that I wasn't in the groove of the art process that I typically am.
Yeah.
So that went viral overnight. And I remember thinking, oh my gosh, I have to do this. I have to keep doing this. Like it's mm-hmm. not a one and done thing. I have to keep doing it. So from that day, I did the process from scratch over and over and I just never stopped. And I think along the way, I've seen videos do well. I've seen videos tank, but for the most part, I just capture, instead of just photographing it, I have to draw it anyway. So I said, I may as well just start videotaping it now. So that's what I do every day. And I think that's the biggest change since we last spoke was converting to video format. Going over to TikTok.
It's funny that you say that because like you are, I don't know what the algorithm does on either app or like how it works or how it picks for you, but you're drawing videos on Instagram and like the ASMR drawing videos and the ones with you, you have like the big marker thing and you like mm-hmm. flip it up and then you start drawing. It's always every single day. It is the top like mm-hmm. post in my feed. And that's what like we've seen like video content. I mean, we know that Instagram pivoted towards video content to compete with TikTok. But like that's what we've noticed has done well. And like we're trying to do more video content and your video content is goals.
Yeah.
Because ours is like, but yeah, your videos are, they're really nice. And the ASMR, it is like, you think it's weird, but like
it's
people
soothing.
Love it.
Yeah.
It
it's
is
like
soothing.
Relaxing.
Oh, I'm glad to hear. Sometimes I'll be editing a video and I start to fall asleep as I'm editing. And I as a viewer, that's not something that I typically watch is like ASMR style videos. I prefer something with audio and someone talking to me, but I think by nature, the sound of my markers anyway, has that ASMR quality to it. So they just kind of naturally appear that way. And I'm glad that I found an audience in that. Certainly people, but yeah, they're definitely soothing and I can see how the people perceive it that way.
That's so funny. I wanted to ask like if you had come up with that idea, because it's like a lot of the video content is that, and I wanted to ask like if that was purposeful or if it just kind of came to be. So I'm glad that it just kind of happened.
It happened. I think the one thing that is definitely intentional behind it is there's a definite rhythm behind it. I was a dancer when I was younger. I played the piano, so I'm very conscious of rhythm.
Yes.
And I don't know if that shows in my work, but when I'm editing my videos, it's something like the syncopation of everything. That's always something I'm hyper aware of. The click mm-hmm. click drop click click like that whole thing. I probably sound like a mad person, but. That's
no,
no it makes was, sense. Yeah, I was a, dancer, was a dancer. So yes, that's why I find your videos so soothing. Cause I mean, it's on rhythm and I can just like kind of tap out. I feel like I'm in a different world, a world that I'm not used to. And I cannot draw for the life of me. I wish I could. But it just feels like an escape, especially on social media when everything feels so sometimes fake and like just very, Yeah, I guess fake.
Artificial, yeah.
Yeah, it's nice to kind of see a day in the life and just kind of have a beautiful escape into art.
Oh, I'm very happy to hear that. Thank you.
Yeah. So, I did want to ask, you mentioned like having to push out content every day and like having to stick with it. Something we've heard from a couple of the guests that we've like revisited and touched base with is that like pressure. And so we wanted to kind of talk about kind of behind the scenes, like how it's been balancing everything, like the pressure to post, the pressure to do well, you know, and like even if you don't necessarily pay attention to numbers, like people make comments about it. People make comments, I'm sure, about your work, whether they like it or not. And a lot of people that do have a big audience online, a lot of them have brought up the topic of like dealing with that. So how's it been over the last 2 years finding balance personally as you've kind of grown and really maintain a large presence online?
Yeah, I've had to give myself very concrete boundaries with social media, which is something I haven't been good at in the past, but I do have to also look at it as a job, like showing up to work every day. So that's how I look at it. Like I have to do a video today. I'm in my Monday through Friday schedule. This is the day that I create videos. And I think I've abused that boundary a bit. There was a period where I had COVID pretty bad. And I couldn't just, I mean, being self-employed, the one of the bad things about it is that you don't really get sick days.
Yeah. So where's the PTO?
Right. So I had to draw and I said, you know what? I don't think I can even physically remove myself from this bed right now. So I quite literally took all my drawing supplies into bed with me. Shouldn't have had a white duvet cover, but I did. And I just started drawing and I was like, this video is going to do so bad. Like I looked like I had COVID, but I was still on film. And I posted it and it was like still to this day, one of my most viral videos. And I was kind of upset about it. I was like, are you kidding me? Like, why are you? I look awful. It wasn't my best drawing. Again, it wasn't my best drawing, but it did well. And so I think after that point, I said, this is ridiculous. I need to give myself time off when I need it. So I've gotten better at that. And as far as I'm very, also very, very lucky that my audience, which is not only just people that follow me, I get shown to people's explore pages and people that have no idea why I'm dressing up as like this crazy character, which yes. I'm sure we can talk about too, but so I'm getting people that aren't used to me. And even with that considered, my comments are 99% positive. I don't know how that happens. I'm so lucky. I will get very, very few critical comments or comments that are a bit ridiculous sometimes. But I think as you mature as an artist, but mature as a person, I let very little things affect me now, unless it's something that really matters. So I've gotten pretty good at saying, this is probably a 10-year-old on their mom's YouTube account or, you know, it's someone having a bad day, or this is just part of, this is someone, you know, making something that you can improve on at work. So I just look at it that way now.
Love it.
That's good advice for us. I feel like it's so hard to not look at the negative comments or just in life in general. I feel like as you get older, it gets easier, but it can be so difficult sometimes.
Yeah. And I try to respond. I either don't respond or I respond in positivity.
Yeah.
So I'll say, thank you for your feedback with a little heart, which I hope doesn't come off as passive aggressive. It's not intended to be that. But if someone's giving me negativity, why would I respond negatively? And I'm human. So I think I do get agitated sometimes, but in general, I try to respond with something bright and cheerful.
I love it.
So we've been following you obviously over the last 2 years. I think recently I saw you did a collaboration with the Patriots, which was very cool. So tell us more about a few of your partnerships and collabs and then some of your favorites that you've had over the last 2 years.
Yeah. So Patriots came, and pardon my pun, but truly out of left field. I don't know anything about football.
Same.
And when I say I don't know anything about football, like I don't I don't know anything about football.
Same. You're in a good Zoom meeting.
Yeah,
then.
We know
that. But I think one of the things that I try to do is take something that might be, not be perceived as a fashion illustration or fashionable. Like, for example, Freddy Krueger. I've done that. Mm-hmm. So it is a challenge to myself. So I say, how can I take this and turn it into a fashion illustration, whether it's like a cake or a gingerbread house, something random like that. So with the Patriots, they approached me. I'm from Boston, for those for listeners that don't know. They approached me and said, is there a way we could collaborate? And I'm thinking, I'm like, I don't know how, like, how do you make football fashion? And how do you make going to a football stadium fashionable and artful? And so I talked to them, and to this day, their social team is one of the easiest I've ever worked with. What my proposition to them was, can I turn a football theme subject into a couture gown? And they were like, yeah, let's do it. And I thought they were going to be like, well, let's do this, but like, uh-huh. Add the theme. And they were like, no, anything you want to do, go ahead and do it. I was like, thanks guys, this is awesome. On a day, I went out to the stadium and I got to go on the field by myself, and thank God they didn't ask me to like throw a football or anything.
Yeah. I'm afraid of footballs.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Yeah. They're kind of intimidating. So I just got to do like my whole video there, and it was so fun. And that was another example of because we cross posted it. So both I posted it and the Patriots posted it. I was terrified at the response I was going to get, because I knew it was going out to the Patriots audience as well. And I'm afraid to open these comments right now. I'm not even going to look. And then I think on like the third day I did look, and there was only one comment of a person who said, I think they said, I'm trying to make sense of all of this. And I honestly was like, but also same, because
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a positive.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was just so cool. I never thought I would have an opportunity like that. And they were so amazing to work with. So that was certainly one. And then another that I have, who I've worked with in the past, but I'm also working with right now, has been Allure Bridals and Disney. And they have a bridal line inspired by Disney princesses that anyone can shop at bridal retailers that carry Allure. So we have that launching, I think it's launching this week. But it's been launched on their pages. So it's fun to see. That's like a little girl's dream was, mm-hmm. you know, like a Disney princess inspired bridal gown. So that was really fulfilling to do.
Yeah. I saw the Disney stuff and I was like, oh my God, this is so cool. It's like such goals.
Yeah, that was super fun.
I love it. And our last question for you. So you've had a lot going on and you continue to have cool stuff going on. So anything you want to shout out or talk about for the rest of 2023?
Yeah. So 2023. This story starts off sounding doomy, but it ends well, I promise. So,
oh, God.
The book that I think I was discussing with you when I first came on, Modern Fashion Illustration, it did really well. And I was so happy to launch it. And then at the end of last year, it started selling out and I couldn't figure out like why they weren't restocking it, why they weren't reprinting it. And after many, many emails and unanswered emails, I discovered that my publisher got bought out by another company. And I said, okay, well, this makes sense why I haven't been hearing back and why it's been challenging to get it like kind of worldwide. Uh-huh. And so when they were bought out, it meant that the book went out of print. I was like crushed. I was devastated.
They didn't tell you?
They told me eventually.
I said it.
I was just kind of putting the puzzle pieces together. Yeah. That's why it's been challenging to find. But also trying to figure out information that I could communicate to my followers was difficult. And I couldn't give them answers, which I didn't like. But my literary agent repitched the book to a bunch of other publishers. And so I'm actually announcing this on your podcast. I hope you guys don't mind. But the book is getting republished and it will be available via a new publisher, a better publisher, fingers crossed. So far, my experience says so, at the end of 2023. And then they also are giving me the opportunity to bring a coloring book to life, which is something
that so many people
have been asking for. So I'm really happy about that. And then they have some other things planned for me too. But the coloring book is coming, I think, next year. And then the Modern Fashion Illustration will be available again in the end of 2023. So it's a story that started sour and ended sweet.
Oh my god.
That's my plan for 2023. So
wow. Oh my god, I almost
we
got emotional.
Need a coloring
that was like
book. I'm like
big
<that's>,
news.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm super excited.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah. I feel like that's so well deserved for you. Oh my god. Wow. I'm in shock right now. I'm processing.
Wow. Yeah, and hopefully it'll be multiple coloring books. But I think the reason why I instantly got good vibes from this publisher was because they saw opportunity for more than just one thing with me. And they really wanted a long-term relationship in terms of publishing. So that's what made me go ultimately say yes to them. So
I like that.
We'll see.
That's amazing.
Yay. Okay. Well, I think that means that then, so like late 2023, there's going to be a revisit Holly Nichols episode of Sip With Me. It sounds like.
Yeah, you guys will have to come to Boston.
We keep saying
we literally do every time, yeah. Like we send each other your posts in our DMs. We're like, we need to go to Boston, and we need to take a we want to take a workout class with you so bad.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Have you over anytime.
Oh my god! All right, so we have rapid fire 2.0 for you. We have 7 questions. I hope they're different than last time. But are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's go.
All right. You want to take it away.
Okay. Favorite red carpet look from award season?
Anything Zendaya wears, which is kind of timely news with the La Roche news. But I actually just threw her today. So absolutely Zendaya. Favorite look of hers, though, was probably her light up Cinderella dress.
Very dramatic. I love it. Mm-hmm. What is you can say a singular item, or you can say multiple or a brand, but what is some of your favorite drawing utensils that you've been using?
I think I'll always love my Copic markers, for sure. Yeah, I've been with them since 2009, and they're my buddies. They're the best.
We'll link them in the bio.
I was gonna say, like, I want them. I don't have any use for them, but I seeing you with them in your collection, I'm like, oh my gosh, I need some.
Yeah, they're buttery smooth. They're incredible.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you just sold me with the buttery and smooth. So we're going to buy some. We can try to make a Holly Nichols inspired drawing.
I can't.
That'd be great video
content. I would truly love that. You should draw each other.
Oh my gosh. You wanna,
okay,
let's
we
do
should
it.
Do that. It's good. Yeah. Mine's going to be really bad, but I will
this
try.
So exciting.
Okay, what colors are in this year?
Well, for me, black always.
Yes.
Literally, I mean, I'm not wearing it now, which is ironic, but I'm either in black, white, or a neutral color. Yeah. And then I like pop of color is usually navy, which is really not like a pop of color, but
no, I love it.
That's all I wear. And as far as in, I'm the least stylish person. I feel like I don't have any
I feel like you're so stylish. Every time I
see
you. Yeah,
like even right now, I'm like, what is that? Yeah, like, where are you right now?
Oh, I'm just in my office. But I don't feel like a stylish person, so I don't feel like I have credentials to tell anyone what is in. But if you're asking my personal opinion, I'd say blacks and neutrals. Those are my colors.
I love it. Okay, if you could design a Sip With Me gown, what would it look like?
Okay, well, I'm seeing pinks. I don't know if it's because I'm looking at your background of all pink dresses, but pinks and lilacs, and then a lot of glitter, a lot of sequins. Something that is very voluminous and dramatic.
Yes.
And something that we can all wear, something that we can all match in.
I love that.
Very, very nice. Can we need to send that to like a
I know, I was going to say.
And get an actual dress.
There is, I don't know if you follow him, but there is a young boy named Max. He makes these couture gowns. He's incredible.
Yeah.
And he's collaborated with Gunnar Dethra. I hope I'm pronouncing his last name right. But and he just designed a coat for Sharon Stone. So I would hire him to bring it to life.
Okay.
Incredible. It makes me so happy when I see young people like designing or doing something artful. And he's killing it. So that's who we're going to have to call.
Okay. We'll commission him. Max Alexander.
I'd have to look it up. I think it's
6-year-old fashion designer.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. His handle is like Couture to the Max.
Couture to the Max. Wow. Yeah.
At six, we're emailing. Anything.
Does he have an email? Is he running his email?
You'll have to find his people.
Okay. Dream partner collab.
Dior. I don't know if it ever would happen, but I mean, I've worked with them in smaller capacities, but oh my goodness. They made my favorite dress of all time, which is the Junon gown. Incredible. It was the sister dress to their Venus dress. And it is just, and so many designers have replicated it. And on the rug, you've probably seen Miley Cyrus and a nod to it. It is just the most beautiful dress in the whole world. Ooh, so
I like this.
Anything Dior makes, I'm in love with. Yeah, so I think same. that would be a dream partnership.
I'm going to have targeted ads for Dior gowns after this.
But we'll manifest it.
Yes. Okay. We know you've also been doing like holiday and like seasonal stuff as well, outside of like actual, just like red carpet looks. So what is your, and Iwan and I love holidays. We always spend them together. What is your favorite season or holiday that inspires you?
Favorite season, temperature wise is summer, but my favorite like season as far as like spirit and happiness is definitely like winter time. I'm a Sagittarius, so, and my birthday is before Christmas, so I've always loved that.
Wait, pause. When's your birthday?
December 15th.
Oh, yeah, so you're right before, because Capricorn starts on what, the 22nd?
You're like the, yeah.
Yeah, I'm at the edge.
Okay, because I'm December 24th.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, so you're Capricorn, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't have many Sag traits, though, I will say. I'm very Virgo.
I'm a Virgo. Yeah. Virgo.
Yeah. It's my rising sign, so I feel like it takes over sometimes, but no, I definitely like winter. And I don't know, even just like winter fashion, I like, and the velvets and the rich colors, the jewel tones, I've always gravitated towards that. And I just like being festive. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you do too, with your birthday being so close. Yes.
It's a party month for sure.
Yeah. For us.
Yes.
It's the best time of year, the holiday season. It's just so special and like comforting and.
Yeah, absolutely.
So then obviously we talked about working out together, but I'm interested to know, what workouts have you been into this year?
This year. So I guess it hasn't changed. I'm a creature of habit. I don't know if when I spoke, I was a Pilates instructor, but I got certified in Pilates randomly. Not randomly, I guess I've done it for years, and it felt like a good transition from being into dance when I was young.
I taught Pilates, so yes.
Yeah, absolutely. But I love classical Pilates. I do it every week, several times a week. It just makes me feel good. And even though, I mean, at least with classical Pilates, the routine doesn't change, but I find that like my approach to it does every day. And it never feels old. And I love spin. And I think we were talking about rhythm. Like I can like pedal to a beat, and I really like that. So that for sure. And then Zumba, I'll never stop loving Zumba.
Yes.
I still do it in my living room.
Yep. Oh, so do we. I do it in my basement.
I do it sometimes like in person, but it's tough to get there. So
yeah.
I'm looking at the picture frames in the wall to make sure. I live in like an older apartment, so I'm always afraid like something's gonna collapse, but we're good so far.
We're gonna go through the floor.
Yeah.
I run a gym right now, and Pilates and spin are like just like crazy. People are like obsessed with it right now.
Yeah, I feel like the whole like Pilates, even like ballet. I had never heard of the word ballet core until this year, but I, that's like always how I've dressed. So it's funny that like it's a thing now. But yeah, I feel like the whole aesthetic of Pilates is very in. Yes. But I want everyone to know about the benefits of it. It's incredible. Like I taught it for a very short amount of time because right after I started teaching, TikTok went crazy and I had to stop. But I had clients that were young dancers, and then I had clients that were in their 80s.
Yep.
And their mobility is like incredible. So it was such a good testament to how it can be like a lifelong thing for anybody. So it was just great to see.
Oh my God.
It makes me want to do it again.
I know. I'm like, I'm kind of feeling inspired.
Well, come to my, I have a reformer in my studio, so I like draw on that.
Yes.
Come on down.
All right. The last question we have for you, and I don't remember what your answer was last time, but we are a cocktail hour themed podcast. So maybe lately, what kind of cocktail or non-alcoholic beverage have you been enjoying?
I'm always into a spritz, any type of spritz. Like Aperol, anything really. But and the other thing I do, I don't know if this is strange, but I don't drink too often. So Fridays,
put that out there. We have like
can't handle it.
Yeah,
and
we have half a drink, and we're like, this is too.
Yeah,
much.
We went out to dinner on Saturday, and like we had wine, and we are still like having like hot flashes. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but it was like a switch flipped and I suddenly can't handle it, which is not the worst thing to eliminate. So I think I'll be okay. Yes. But even when I make a cocktail, I dilute it like a lot.
Yeah, it needs to taste like juice.
Yeah, that's why I like a spritz is nice and light. I control how much Aperol and champagne go into or Prosecco go into it versus the club soda. So on Fridays, I'll have a non-alcoholic wine. Which
very in right now.
They don't necessarily taste great. I do like one. I found one that does taste good. I just like holding a glass of wine. So Fridays are like my fake alcohol night
night.
And then like Saturdays I'll go out to dinner with friends. I typically have a cocktail if we go out, but I'm not a big drinker, but
yeah. Same.
Into tea and coffee. I'll have 20 of those.
Yeah, same. We love coffee.
Duncan right here. Amazing. All right. Well, remind everyone where they can follow you on Instagram and TikTok, and also how they can shop all of your prints and everything that you have to offer.
Yeah, you can shop my prints at hnillustration.etsy.com. It's linked in all my bios. And I'm H. Nichols Illustration on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram. All the good things, YouTube, etc. I'm everywhere. You can't get away from me. I apologize.
She will be in the top of your feed.
Yes.
And in your Explore feed.
We'll see.
Well, thank you, Holly, for checking in with us and for dropping that bombshell news, which I am still like processing. Like I said, we will have to check in with you again at the end of the year. And Ioana, we do have to make it to Boston.
I was going to say, the fall.
Yes, please. Absolutely. Come on down. Maybe you'll see Casey Affleck and Ben Affleck and them. they were down the street from me the other day. I was like, hey. Yeah, lucky we can go hang out with them too.
I love it.
Thanks for listening to Sip With Me with Ioana and Aaron. If you like our show and want to know more, check out our website, sipwithme.org. There you can find our themed cocktail book, as well as other exciting Sip With Me content.
And if you love our podcast, don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts and follow our podcasting adventures on Instagram @sipwithme_.